just told the person Einzai small short word. Yaakov Kamenetsky, the famous sefer Emes Yanki Liyanki of Chumash, discusses the tremendous story that we see in Chumash. All the others, Akdoshim, were tested. The Dishonis, that were seemingly, they were connected, they're feeling more than their nature, the Teva, or the Nida, the characteristic. As we know Avram, in Chesed the Avram, in Emes Yaakov, Chesed the Avram. Give truth to Yaakov and Chesed the Avram. Avram speaks with his Chesed, you all know. And yet, a lot of his tests had to do with cruelty. He had to leave his parents' house, go away from them. He had to put sorrow in a box when they went to Mitzrayim. He had to take this needle, which is seemingly inflict pain on his body. He had to go to the Rashida. All these things are connected to that nature of Chesed, the attribute of Chesed, the opposite. Yaakov Avinu stands to be this Emes. Yaakov's Emes. He each Tom Yeshiva Holom at the 20th year, he was a simple, more simple as he did in the translation, doesn't mean simple as we understand, but simple more, not as someone who's like to Pushtig, Bei Erlich, very to the point, very straightforward, no shtick about him, yet his whole life is tested. He has to go in, be in the ruler, conceive of his mother to go in, let this be Parsha. He's going to take the brachas, to take the brachas, he's seemingly using things that look to make an eye shekha, even though Pesach has a whole piece on this, it's Emes and what shekha, and we conceive, and we understand the meaning of Emes and shekha, not how understood it exactly. But the Nekuda being, means to say that sometimes we have to understand exactly what it means to say to our MS, that's the title of the piece. That's not the real what we're discussing now. But Yaakov was tested. The test was connected to his Teva. Connected to his needs of MS. He had to go through life of going to the next start to face Lavan. And he was tricked many times by Lavan and deal with the trickery and deal with the Midas Sheker. This was Yaakov Avinu's whole fight and his shyness where he had to deal with these people and deal in a different way. That was root stars of that and connected in this era. And the point being is a tremendous Yisoid over here. This Yisoid being, that's what an Yisoid is all about. The truth, the Atoy, is not the Yireel, the Kimota, if a person has more of a close to a certain type of nature, certain characteristic traits. And those characteristic traits are helping to Oyvid Hashem in a certain way. The real test comes when it has to go connected. When it's connected, it's opposite. When it's so difficult, it's really opposite the way you are. When it's connected the way you are. When it's something that seems so difficult for a person like you to do it. You're a humble person, you're a quiet person, you have to go now, take the prerogative and go out and be proactive. You're a proactive person, you're an outgoing person, you have to learn how to sometimes to be quiet, not to hold back. The thing that's really negative is there shows me a true service of Hashem, because if you test something that's of a wolfy nature, so if everything to test, it doesn't show how much you subjugate yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It doesn't show that you have cognizance of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you buckle yourself totally to your characteristic trait to do it in Hashem. And this is a lesson for all of us. We have to know when it's very, very difficult. When it's tremendously difficult. When things look like a it's negative, you know, we don't have the structure. It's not our nature. It's difficult for us. Being a could be, that's this is our intersection life. Can we get past it? Can we overpower? Can we stay there? Don't connect our nature, connect our natural characteristics, our humbleness, our quietness, and we can be loud and go out and make that machal. We do what we have to do for our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can we, like I said before, a person who's more outgoing, more loud, can he be pretty quiet? Can he hold himself back? Let's think of the version. That's the absolute thing you can really. And while we're on that topic, we have tremendous historians. Yitzhak, where was Yitzhak Yidin in the Israel? Where was his Israel? Yaakov has 1 mile, I wanted to say once. Chaim HaKadosh said, Yitzhak, Chaim has the Machlok, Yishon, but Yitzhak didn't know who Esav was. He knew who he was. But Yitzhak spent his entire life on trying to tariff. He wanted to give him the brothers because he felt this way he could keep the connection and give him the feeling that his father believes in him. And this way, you never know, to start giving him the brothers, those brothers, and realize that it's time for his father. So maybe he would take a tshuva and come back. And the whole time he was, yeah, he took a say stuff. This was the matter of him. Even knowing that he took a had difficulty based of, and he had rishus, he was always thinking rishus, Yitzhak believed in and tried his best to Paris. And I wanted to tell that this was good for his Messiah. But as you know, Yitzhak is Midas HaDin. He's the one who stands to Midas HaDin, Midas HaGvura. And Midas HaDin says we go by the letter of the law. We go by the, what Seichel tells us. It's the opposite, in a certain way, of chesed. It's the other extreme. The chesed is bending forward, even when we first say, the government necessarily deserves it. We have extra chesed, we have mercy, we have equal chesed. Din says, equal to this, a hard. Let's go with the din, what it physically should be. This boy, Esav, this man, Esav, is not doing the proper, he's not acting proper, let's throw him out. Yitzhak knows that he realized that this is Messiah's Messiah. And it goes about being the Karev. It was our entire life that the Karev is son. And the Maisav, it helped. It helped because when Eliezer runs after Esav, and next Parish runs after Yaakov to try to kill him, as he said, because he grew up in the lap of his grandfather, Esav would have been thrown out, and he would have eventually had that amassive of Yaakov, and Eliezer. But he never grown up with his grandfather, he would have never known his grandfather. Never even moved from his grandfather. At least he's running after Yaakov, Yavino, and stopping in his tracks because he grew up in the Heiko Shalashel's grandfather. That was a tremendous, tremendous Hashkar that Yitzhak had. The Sefer Shal Bava from Esav comes later on to Enos. The word tells us eventually Esav's offspring are able to get together with Yaakov's offspring, his Rebbe, the Antoninus. You know, but they burn Shalom and love the Torah, but they pray about the offspring to come back. Who knows if this is according to Yitzchok's Hashkara. But so much ago, that was Yitzchok's Messiah. Yitzchok had the flying colors. Avram was Yitzchok, said, he had to sign out to take the throw Yishmael out of the house. Yaakov's, Yitzchok's Messiah. Or to keep Esav in the house and not throw him out. A safe was, people would have seen to throw him out, he kept him in the house. It's a tremendous lesson for us, as we said before. We're tested. And so we have many different types of tests, as Mr. Shum says, well, every matzah is a test. We want to get fire. But soy fish will cover. The real test comes when it seems to be a negative nature. We're not built like that, we're not made like that. Who knows, this could be the moment, this could be the time. It seems the most difficult. This could be what we're here in this world for, to overcome this Messiah. Hey, Hashem Yisbarach. We have to realize the Messiah is not again, he just wants to test us, he wants to bring out our curses. And if we really have these curses, we have it locked inside. The test So for us to believe in ourselves, to realize that we can bring the potential, to bring the potential out to fruition, to bring the potential to reality, to overcome the sin and the shyness, and realize our strength, give a tremendous machos to Hashem Baruch Hu. It's chus, we'll overcome our shyness, and the dedication of Hashem Baruch Hu to overcome, which is Zeicha. Hashem shall look down upon us. And he gave Hashem, see how much we're dedicated to being a Shia Sikhev and everything.